When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
I'll take a look at our World and National News headlines on this Monday, March 18th. Hard to believe we're already halfway through the month of March. Taking a look at our World and National News headlines at this hour. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. Mozambique's President Filipe Nyusi says that as many as 1,000 could have been killed by Cyclone Idai. Speaking to State Radio Mozambique, Nyusi said Monday that although the official death count is currently 84, he believes the toll could go as high as 1,000. President Donald Trump says he is being unfairly blamed for the New Zealand mosque attacks in which 50 people died. Trump tweeted today that the media is working overtime to blame me for the horrible attack in New Zealand. He added, they will have to work very hard to prove that one. The gunman in last week's attacks left a document in which he called himself a white nationalist and referred to Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity. Police in Utrecht say they are reducing to 5 the number of people who were injured in a deadly shooting on a tram in the Dutch city. Earlier, police said 9 people had been wounded in the shooting today. The death toll of 3 in the shooting has not changed. A Dutch police announced the updated number of wounded in a tweet, but did not immediately give a reason for changing the number. Heavily armed police are now in a manhunt in the Dutch city searching for the suspect. Among those mourning victims of the mass shooting at the New Zealand mosque is the sister of Hussein El Amari, a 35-year-old who was attending Friday prayers when the rampage began. Aya El Umari says her brother always delighted in teasing her, and he had done so when she wore a new shirt last week with the words, "See you, bye." The next day, he was dead along with 49 others. And she likes to believe that the teasing was her brother's way of saying goodbye. And the Speaker of Britain's House of Commons says the government can't ask lawmakers to vote again on its Brexit deal unless it substantially changes. John Bercow says parliamentary rules prevent a motion being brought back repeatedly for votes in the same session of Parliament. He says the government can't resubmit to the House the same proposition or substantially the same proposition that has already been rejected. It complicates the Prime Minister's attempts to get her deal approved. That's a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
All right, now in downtown Crookston, the sun trying to power through those clouds. We'll call it partly cloudy skies, 19 degrees above zero, a south wind of 12 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill right around 5 above. The humidity is at 100%. The barometric pressure continues to fall at 30.27 inches. The sun rose at 7:33 this morning, and the sun will set at 7:35 for 12 hours, 2 minutes of daylight. Taking a look at our forecast for Crookston in the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be mostly cloudy, a chance of flurries, and a light snow likely throughout the afternoon. Little or no snow accumulation, though. Highs in the mid-30s, southwest winds of 10 to 20, a 70% chance of snow. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of light snow in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s, southwest winds of 5 to 15. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s, and it looks like we could have highs into the mid-40s by the end of the week. But then there's a chance of precipitation, snow, and rain Saturday night into Sunday. We'll tell you about the complete forecast for the rest of the week coming up a little later here in the noontime news. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, partly cloudy skies, 19 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
It's been a long winter. If you're tired of all the snow and cold, bring some spring into your life with a bright and cheery floral arrangement, fresh flowers, or beautiful, vibrant green and blooming plants from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston. Did you know that something as simple as having flowers around can brighten your everyday outlook, boost your mood instantly, and chase away those winter blues? Well, to brighten someone's day in an instant, stop by and order flowers at Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston or give them a call at 281-1149.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at the state news, the Minnesota Department of Transportation continues to battle through flooded roads in south-central Minnesota. MnDOT District 7 Operations Manager Jed Falgren says several highways remain closed due to high water.
Highway 93 south of Henderson, Highway 30 east of Mapleton, and Highway 4 north of St. James.
Falgren is also warning drivers not to skirt the barricades. He says in addition to safety concerns, it's against state law, a misdemeanor, which is a fine up to $1,000 and or 90 days in jail. It's expected that the Minnesota House will vote this afternoon, a 3:30 start, whether to ban cell phone use while driving except in hands-free mode.
It has been one of the most high-profile bills of the legislative session, and we can expect spirited debate. The same will likely be the case when the full House later today votes on a bill to combat the opioid epidemic in Minnesota. A particularly controversial provision would assess annual license fees on manufacturers and distributors of opioids. It's also likely that House lawmakers today will queue up a bill to replenish the state's disaster contingency fund with a $10 million transfer from the general fund. Governor Tim Walz is urging lawmakers to take quick action, given potential for serious flooding by the end of the month. Bill Werner at the Capitol.
Thanks, Bill. A bill that establishes work groups to examine links between health disparities and educational achievement for American Indian children and children of color statewide is moving forward at the state capitol.
Minnesota has nation-leading gaps in many areas along racial and ethnic lines. We've got large gaps in home ownership, in poverty, high school graduation, college completion, and in many measures of mental and physical health and access to health care.
Representative Jim Davney of Minneapolis, the working groups would be established by the state health commissioner and would share their findings with lawmakers by February of 2020. Well, we sort of told you about this already, but crews in southern Minnesota are still working with backhoes to break up large ice jams that have forced rivers and streams over their banks. In Jordan, the level on Sand Creek dropped nearly 3 feet Sunday as workers cleared one blockage, but then another dam formed near a mobile home park where 300 households had been evacuated last week. And if you're familiar, Jordan is the site of the state Class A baseball tournament. They have the river going right by their stadium, and that usually gets flooded, sort of like Central Park in Crookston. University of Minnesota graduate students have created a tool to prioritize efforts to address human rights violations that they hope the United Nations will use. The Minnesota Daily reports that master's students in the Humphrey School of Public Affairs developed the Minnesota Method for Human Rights Change. The students want advisors for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights at the UN to use the two-part method to determine which human rights need to be addressed first. And the North Dakota State men's basketball team will be a number 16 seed in the East Ridge region of the NCAA Division I men's basketball tournament, playing a first four game against North Carolina Central on a Wednesday. The winner of that game will get to take on the number one seed overall, the Duke Blue Devils in Columbia, South Carolina. NDSU is making its fourth NCAA tournament appearance in the last 11 years. So you get the win, you get to take on the Duke Blue Devils. That would be pretty neat for NDSU. Now, that is a look at the state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Pur Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
It's been a long winter. If you're tired of all the snow and cold, bring some spring into your life with a bright and cheery floral arrangement, fresh flowers, or beautiful, vibrant green and blooming plants from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston. Did you know that something as simple as having flowers around can brighten your everyday outlook, boost your mood instantly, and chase away those winter blues? Well, to brighten someone's day in an instant, stop by and order flowers at Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston or give them a call at 281-1149.
Pur Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Pur Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Pur Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports scene from over the weekend. First on Friday, the Twins beat Baltimore 12-9. And the Section 8A Boys Basketball Championship, as you heard right here on KROX, Mason Miller had a strong second half, and he led his Ada Borup Norman County West Cougars to a 66-56 victory over Cass Lake Bina. Ada Borup goes to state for the first time since 2009. And in the 8AA semifinals, it was Perham beating Barnesville 55-39 and Holly beating Dilworth Glendon Felton 74-59. The 6A championship, it was Henning. They're going to state for the first time, I believe, since 1966. They beat Parker's Prairie 60-58. The neat thing with Henning, well, they have a lot of stories, but they have seven first cousins on the team, two sets of twins, and so it's really a family affair for Henning. But they also had one of their teammates pass away, and they've been playing for him all season. And they even brought a jersey out and on a hanger, and they put the medal over the hanger. And pretty neat thing in the section championship when the medal presentation. So if there's a team besides Ada Borup you want to cheer for, Henning would be a good one. They're also somewhat from the area. And in girls basketball, we'll skip through the semifinals. We'll tell you Red Lake and Ada Borup, Norman County West, they played in the consolation semifinals, and Ada Borup won 76-64. And the Class AA semifinals, Caledonia, they figured out how to slow down Katie Baravich, the outstanding sophomore from Roseau. You run a 1-3-1 zone. Baravich didn't score a point in the second half. Caledonia came from behind to beat Roseau 65-55. Darren Zimmerman of the Pirates, he was sitting a couple rows in front of my daughter and I, and I'm sure he noticed the 1-3-1 zone was very effective against Roseau. So we'll see if he uses it next year. Let's see what else we have in the scoreboard on Friday. It was the Gopher men's basketball team. They beat Purdue 75-73. On Saturday, it was all Michigan. They beat up on the Gophers 76-49. College hockey, Notre Dame in overtime beat the Gophers 2-1. That pretty much ended the Gophers hockey season. The only bright note for Gopher fans is UND's season came to an end the same night. So that's about the only positive. The Wild, they beat the Rangers 5-2. The Twins in Tampa Bay in exhibition baseball, they were canceled. The Section 8AA Boys Basketball Championship game, it was a dandy as expected. Perham, though, was able to make some plays in the final minutes. They beat Holly 53-47. Perham advances in there after losing three straight section championships. They win this year. They beat Holly. And in the girls' basketball consolation championship in Class A, Mountain Iron Buell beat Ada Borup, Norman County West, 53-45. And it was Class AA, third place, Roseau beat Albany. It was a kicking of I've never seen before. 81-43. Albany just was overmatched. And there would have been a lot of teams from 8A that could have beat Albany in that third place game. 8AA, excuse me, at 8A2. Let's see what else we have here. Class A championship, it was Mineota beating Goodhue 40-31. And the AA championship, Minnehaha Academy beat Caledonia 72-63. Class 3A championship, Minneapolis De La Salle beat Becker 56-40. And the 4A championship, it was Hopkins beating Stillwater 74-45. What'd they score? 42. They went on like a 42-12 run in the second half and cruised to the victory there. Also on the sports scene from yesterday, Brock Nelson, the Warroad High School graduate, he scored a minute four into overtime, and the New York Islanders beat the Wild 3-2. Brock Nelson, I don't think he ever played in the new Crookston Sports Center. He played in the old Crookston Civic, and I remember watching him play against the Pirates, and he was a man amongst boys, and he's having quite the career in the NHL. Houston, they beat the Timberwolves 117-102. College baseball, big start to the conference season for the UMC baseball team. They get a one-hitter performance from their starting pitcher, Zach Rusted, in the first conference game of the year, and the Golden Eagles win 4-0. In the second game, another solid pitching performance, but the Golden Eagles had a couple home runs as well, and they beat Wayne State 6-4. So UMC 2-0 in NSIC play. A nice way to start it in Omaha, Nebraska yesterday. College softball, UMC beat Caldwell University out of New Jersey 2-0, and St. Michael's College out of Vermont beat UMC 3-0. And let's see, UMC baseball, they are playing as we speak, and game three of the, now they're playing three-game series on against their opponents. Do we have a score? UMC? UMC leads 1-0 in the first inning, so a good start there for the Golden Eagles. College softball, UMC has two more games in Clermont, Florida. They take on American International College out of Massachusetts and New York Institute of Technology this afternoon. And the Twins, they're getting ready to take on Boston. That is just underway. 1 o'clock will be when we join it here on KROX. The Gopher Hockey Weekly with Bob Motzko. The Gophers hockey season coming to an end. That has been canceled. So no Gopher Weekly tonight. Today is the first day of practice for Minnesota High School baseball. Baseball did have conditioning, throwing, and pitchers and catchers basically can throw and work on getting those arms ready. A nice thing the State High School League added a year or two ago. But the official first day of practice starts for high school baseball today and boys and girls golf. And that is about it on our sports scene. For the past week's sporting news, the stories, the stats, the scores, pictures, and more, and all throughout the winter and fall sports season, you can go to KROXAM.com. If you're looking for a team or maybe your son or daughter, grandson, nephew, niece, however you want, just type in their name or their team, like Crookston Pirate Boys Basketball. You'll be able to see all the stories and the pictures and all that available online. KROXAM.com and go from there. But the little magnifying glass in the upper right-hand corner, that's where you can search on our website for the stories since the fall. We will take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at our local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Need fixins for tacos? Hugo's Family Marketplace has Hugo's 85% lean triple fresh ground beef on sale, $2.99 a pound. 2-pound assorted Crystal Farm shredded cheese, $5.99. In Hugo's produce department, red ripe seedless watermelon cuts, 69 cents a pound. For dessert, swing by Hugo's Deli and buy the 6-count mint chocolate chip brownies, $3.99. Find all this week's savings at gohugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Well, taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Public Schools Long Range Planning Committee gave Superintendent Jeremy Olson the okay last week to bring two referendum questions before the Crookston School Board. The two proposed questions will be on renewing the operating referendum and a bus garage referendum, according to Olson.
I asked if they were ready to bring this forward to the full school board to go out in November 2019 for two questions, one on operations. So we have an operating referendum that we're looking at just replacing. So basically it would not be an additional cost to taxpayers. It would just be renewing the referendum. And the second question being on the bus garage. So we have a bus garage committee that is working pretty hard on trying to figure out exactly what we need. We're in the process currently of interviewing architects for this to help us through some of the more detail-oriented, such as snow load, which is a big topic now. So some of those items. So that's what I asked the long-range committee about was, are we ready to go forward to the full board with these items? And the answer was yes.
And the current operating referendum doesn't end for a couple of years, but with the national election coming up in 2020, Olson said 2019 is probably the best year to put that question forward.
Are three different choices. Obviously, we could go November 2019, November 2020, or November 2021 for operations. The advantage of going out right now is we can always come back. You know, if we were not successful, we could always come back the following year. The disadvantage with November 2020 is there may be some things politically going on in our country that may overshadow the message. And obviously, we want to make sure that we're clear and consistent with our community, that the community understands what we're asking for, why we're asking for it, why we're being responsible with their dollars, and how this all gets put into place. So we don't want that message drowned out by political rhetoric on both sides. And so we felt like it was not a good option to go out for November 2020. November 2021 obviously presents a problem because that's kind of you're either doing it or you're not doing it. And we could not, as a school, operate without a referendum.
And the school board will consider both referendum questions at their March 25th meeting. And in case you're wondering, while they already tried to pass the bus garage referendum, technically, the school board could, or the school district could, come back every year until they pass it if they wanted to. That'll probably be coming up here. Well, that'll be at the next school board meeting on Monday, which should be a lot of interest in that meeting with the proposed cuts and also the referendums. The Polk County Commissioners, they will meet Tuesday at 10 a.m. in the Commissioners' Room at the Polk County Government Center. Their consent agenda includes approve commissioner warrants and sign audit list, which is their bills and disbursements, approving the February 26th and March 5th minutes, approving payment to Card Member Services of St. Louis, Missouri, and approving payment to Batteries and Bulbs of Duluth. For battery supplies for the facilities department, and the board member forum topic will be the city of Crookston strategic planning session on March 30th. The regular agenda includes a reimbursed out-of-state travel request from Sheriff Jim Tadman and Public Health Director Sarah Reese to an opioid workshop in Columbus, Ohio, a detour agreement with the Minnesota Department of Transportation, and resolution to detour Highway 2 through Erskine on to State Aid Highway 41, State Aid Highway 8, and 35 during MnDOT's reconstruction of Highway 2, a resolution to raise the speed limit to 60 miles an hour on the KT Road from the Red River to Highway 75, also State Aid Highway 11 from the east limits of Crookston to 46, and State Aid Highway 21 from 220 to Pennington County line, and State Aid Highway 46 from Highway 2 to the State Aid Highway 11. Christine Anderson will provide the board with an update on the Small Business Development Center. County Administrator Chuck Whiting will present a lease agreement for the rental of the county's East Grand Forks office space by the Northwest Mental Health Center for approval. The resolution will be presented to approve two sort line operators in the solid waste department for the Foston station. Whiting will also present the board with two notices from the Department of Revenue regarding the Enbridge Southern Lights valuation appeal and the Great Lakes Gas Valuation Appeal. A presentation on the Minnesota Towards Zero Death efforts and how it relates to Polk County will be conducted by Lou Tassa from MnDOT's District State Aid Engineer Holly Kostrzewski and the MnDOT District Towards Zero Death Director and Minnesota State Patrol's Brad Norlin. Do you know your risk of breaking a bone? According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, if you're 50 or older, your chance of breaking a bone is 50%. If you're a woman, you're twice as likely to suffer a break. A woman's risk of fracture is equal to her combined risk of breast, uterine, and ovarian cancer. A man is more likely to break a bone due to osteoporosis than he is to get prostate cancer. 24% of hip fracture patients age 50 and over die in the year following the fracture. And 6 months after a hip fracture, only 15% of patients can walk across a room unaided. Every year, nearly 300,000 hip fracture patients, one quarter end up in a nursing home and half never regain previous function. Well, where do we go from those stats? Those are sort of depressing. Now that you know the stats, what can you do to prevent osteoporosis and fractures? Your first step may be to attend Riverview's Wednesday, March 27th Health Luncheon, Osteoporosis and Fracture Prevention. Osteoporosis is preventable and manageable. Learn how to improve your bone health from Riverview's newest orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Mark Guida. Dr. Guida practices in Crookston and East Grand Forks. His interests are in sports medicine, shoulder and knee arthroscopy, soft tissue repair, and ligament reconstruction, as well as hip and knee arthroplasty. A native of Edmonton, Alberta, Dr. Guida received his medical degree from the University of Alberta and completed post-secondary education and residency training in orthopedic surgery at the University of Saskatchewan. He went on to complete additional training with a sports medicine fellowship and an adult reconstruction fellowship at the University of Alberta. The luncheon will be held in Meeting Room 1 at Riverview Health at 323 South Minnesota Street, beginning at noon. Meeting Room Number 1 is located near the Riverview Clinic entrance on the north side of the building and across from the elevators on the first floor. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following: Craig Andrew Vinton, 27, homeless, for misdemeanor fleeing a peace officer by means other than a vehicle, released on personal recognizance, and Gilberto J. Perez, 51, of Fertile, on a misdemeanor for obscene or harassing telephone calls. Congressman Colin Peterson is inviting 7th District High School students to submit artwork for the 2019 Congressional Art Competition. The Congressional Art Competition is open to all high school students, and the winning pieces are featured for 1 year in the Cannon Tunnel, which connects the House Office Buildings to the U.S. Capitol. The Congressional Art Competition began in 1982 as an opportunity for members of Congress to recognize and encourage the artistic talent of their young constituents. Since then, more than 650,000 high school students have participated in the nationwide contest. Submitted artwork may be up to 26 by 4 inches, including the frame, and weigh no more than 15 pounds. Accepted mediums include paintings, including oil, acrylics, and watercolor, drawings, including pastels, colored pencil, charcoal, ink, and markers, collage, two-dimensional, prints, including lithographs, silkscreen, and block prints, mixed media, computer-generated art, and photography. To apply, the best ensure accessibility for all students, Peterson's office will be accepting all Congressional Art Competition submissions online. Selection of the winning piece made in early May will be determined based upon the photograph submitted with the application. To apply for the art competition, submit a photograph of the artwork with the following information to congressional.art@mail.house.gov. That email link is on our website on the news page. You need to include student name, address, phone number, artwork title, and medium. The deadline for all submissions is Wednesday, April 24th. And the Grand Forks Fire Department was called at approximately 4:09 a.m. March 17th to the report of a water flow alarm. When fire crews arrived on scene, they discovered a light haze of smoke coming from the main lobby area on the first floor. Fire crews entered the building and found that there had been an active fire in one of the commercial laundry dryers. And it hasn't said in the news release where it was, but the automatic sprinkler system had activated and extinguished the fire. The guests evacuated the building safely, and there were no injuries to the residents or fire department personnel. The fire department responded with 14 personnel on 4 engines, 1 ladder truck, 1 command vehicle. The fire was contained to the dryer, and estimated damage is around $10,000. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. The Grand Forks Police Department and Ultra Ambulance were also on the scene assisting. On the obituary desk today, Lillian Grenier of Sauk Rapids, formerly of Red Lake Falls, passed away Wednesday, March 13th at Good Shepherd Nursing Home in Sauk Rapids with her loving family by her side. Massive Christian burial will be at 1 p.m. Monday, March 18th at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Red Lake Falls, with Father Bob Schreiner officiating and Deacon John Brueggemann. A burial will be held at the St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery in Red Lake Falls later in the spring. Visitation will be held on Sunday, 5 to 8 p.m. with a 7 p.m. prayer service at St. Joseph Catholic Church, and 1 hour prior to the service on Monday. That is a look at the local news as we now shift over to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we're up to 21 degrees, still partly cloudy skies, a south wind of 13, gusting up, with a wind chill of 8 miles an hour. Barometric pressure at 30.26 inches and falling. Humidity is down at 93%. The sun rose at 7:33. The sun will set at 7:35 for 12 hours, 2 minutes of daylight. This morning's low was 3 above at 7 and 8 o'clock this morning. The record high on this date, 72, set in 2012. The record low, 22 below, set in 1923. Year ago high, 36. Year ago low, 28. The average high, 35. The average low, 19. Yesterday's high was 34 with a low of 10. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston in the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be mostly cloudy. A chance of flurries late throughout the afternoon with light snow likely. Little or no snow accumulation, though. Highs in the mid-30s, southwest winds of 10 to 20, a 70% chance of snow. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of light snow in the evening. Lows in the mid-20s, southwest winds of 5 to 15. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-30s, west winds of 5 to 15. Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Thursday, sunny, highs 40 to 45. Friday, sunny, highs 40 to 45. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Saturday night, though, mostly cloudy, a chance of light rain and snow, lows 30 to 35. And Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of light rain, possibly mixed with snow, highs in the mid-40s. So not a bad forecast in store here for the rest of the week. We'll have some snow in the forecast for the rest of today, and then again on Saturday night into Sunday. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.